Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Holy and the Broken by Ittai Fleischer, is a timely, compassionate exploration of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that aims to move readers beyond slogans and toward human understanding. Written by an Israeli-born educator and peace builder, the book draws on lived experience and long engagement with Jewish and Palestinian communities to explain why the land feels sacred to so many, and why that holiness so often becomes a source of pain. Shortlisted for the 75th U.S. National Jewish Book Award, it speaks to readers who want clarity without erasing complexity. Fleischer approaches the subject through history, identity, faith, and everyday life, showing how collective narratives shape political realities and personal relationships. Rather than offering a simplistic solution, the book argues for shared belonging and a future that honors both peoples. Its tone is accessible and relational, inviting readers to hold grief and hope together while thinking seriously about what peace could realistically require. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, competing narratives and why both feel true. A core contribution of the book is its focus on narrative as a primary driver of the conflict. Fleischer highlights how Israelis and Palestinians often experience the same geography through radically different historical memories, emotional associations, and inherited stories. For many Jews, the land is bound to ancient connection, religious meaning, and the modern trauma of exile and anti-Semitism, culminating in the urgency of national self-determination. For many Palestinians, the same period is remembered through dispossession, military occupation, and the fragmentation of community and movement. The book emphasizes that these narratives are not mere propaganda, they are identity frameworks that answer questions like who am I, what happened to my people, and what would justice look like now? Fleischer encourages readers to practice narrative literacy, the ability to recognize each side's internal logic and pain, without immediately converting that recognition into agreement. He underscores that denying the other story typically hardens positions, while acknowledging it can open space for creative political thinking. This topic sets up the book's broader argument that peace requires not only policies and borders, but also a transformation in how each community sees the other's legitimacy and humanity. Secondly, holiness, trauma, and the way sacred land becomes contested land. The book examines the unusual intensity of this conflict by looking at how holiness interacts with trauma. Jerusalem, Hebron, and other sites carry religious significance that amplifies the stakes and makes compromise feel like betrayal. Fleischer explores how sacred attachment can inspire ethical responsibility, but can also be mobilized to justify exclusion or dominance. Alongside holiness, he discusses the psychological weight of collective trauma, including Jewish historical persecution and the Palestinian experience of displacement and ongoing insecurity. These wounds can make communities interpret even small events as existential threats. The book argues that when sacred meaning is fused with fear, the conflict becomes more than a dispute over governance, it becomes a struggle over moral innocence and survival. Fleischer points toward a different spiritual posture honoring the sanctity of the land by safeguarding the dignity of all who live there. He presents peace not as a secular concession, but as an ethical and, for many believers, religious imperative. By mapping how faith, fear, and memory reinforce each other, this topic helps readers understand why rational policy proposals often fail without parallel work on identity, theology, and communal healing. Thirdly, education, encounter, and the practice of listening. Fleischer places major emphasis on education and interpersonal encounter as engines of long-term change. He shows how people are formed by what they learn in school, in community institutions, and in family conversation, including what is omitted or simplified. The book describes how separation, whether physical or social, allows stereotypes to harden and makes violence easier to rationalize. Against this, he advocates structured opportunities for Israelis and Palestinians to meet, listen, and collaborate in ways that do not demand immediate agreement but do require honesty and respect. The point is not to produce feel-good moments, it is to build the relational skills needed for any sustainable political settlement. Fleischer emphasizes active listening, asking better questions, and learning to sit with discomfort, because these practices reduce demonization and expand the range of imaginable futures. He also acknowledges the limits of encounter when power imbalances are ignored, and he encourages approaches that combine human connection with serious attention to rights, safety, and freedom. This topic positions peacebuilding as a discipline that can be taught and practiced, not merely a hope dependent on charismatic leaders or rare diplomatic breakthroughs. Fourthly, power, security, and justice in real-world terms. The book does not treat the conflict as an abstract moral debate. It engages the concrete realities of power, security, and justice that shape daily life. Fleischer considers Israeli fears about attacks and regional hostility, as well as Palestinian fears rooted in military control, restricted movement, unequal legal structures, and economic constraints. He emphasizes that both safety and dignity are non-negotiable, and that ignoring either side's basic needs leads to cycles of escalation. The book encourages readers to examine how language about security can sometimes mask domination, and how language about resistance can sometimes mask harm to civilians. Rather than framing the issue as a contest between saints and villains, Flesher invites a sober look at how institutions, policies, and leadership choices produce incentives for conflict. He argues that accountability matters, and that moral clarity should include opposing violence and dehumanization regardless of who commits it. This topic helps readers understand why peace requires more than goodwill. It demands structural changes, credible protections, and political arrangements that can be trusted by communities shaped by long experience of vulnerability. Lastly, a vision of shared land and shared future. A distinctive thread in the book is the insistence that the land must be shared, ethically and practically. Flesher explores what it means to move from exclusive ownership claims toward shared belonging, even when political models differ. He focuses on principles that could underpin a viable future: mutual recognition, equal human worth, freedom of movement, and security arrangements that protect civilians on all sides. The book emphasizes that peace is not simply the absence of violence, but the presence of relationships and systems that allow people to flourish. Flesher also addresses the challenge of despair, acknowledging how repeated failures and ongoing suffering can make hope feel naive. In response, he frames hope as a commitment to action and imagination, grounded in the belief that change is possible when narratives shift and when courageous leadership meets grassroots readiness. The topic encourages readers to think beyond binary outcomes and to consider hybrid solutions, transitional steps, and confidence-building measures. Ultimately, the shared land vision is presented as both a moral stance and a pragmatic necessity in a place where populations, histories, and sacred attachments are deeply intertwined. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the Israeli-Palestinian conflict without being pushed into a simplistic camp. It will benefit students, educators, interfaith leaders, diaspora Jews and Palestinians, and any engaged citizen who is tired of social media certainty and ready for complexity. Flesher offers a way to hold multiple truths at once: Jewish historical vulnerability and Palestinian dispossession, legitimate security concerns and legitimate demands for freedom, deep spiritual attachment, and urgent political realities. That balanced lens can change a reader's life by improving how they process news, speak with people who disagree, and act ethically in polarized spaces. It also helps readers replace helplessness with practical orientations, such as listening, learning, and supporting initiatives that prioritize dignity for all. Compared to many books that focus narrowly on diplomacy or that argue a single partisan case, The Holy and the Broken stands out for its humane, educator-driven approach and its insistence on shared belonging. It is worth buying because it equips readers with narrative understanding, moral seriousness, and a constructive peace-building imagination that remains grounded in the lived realities of the land and its people. If you would like to support Itay Flesher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.